The Home Depot has a new lower price on Behr Ultra Interior Mat, just $29.98 a gallon. So let's cover the walls and the budget beautifully. Behr's advanced stain-blocking formula covers and blocks even the toughest stains and scuffs. That means truer colors and truer compliments that will last for years. Let's do this. Save $2 per gallon on Behr Ultra Interior Mat now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on Behr Ultra Interior Mat, U.S. only.
Love having you on. So when are you, you know, and every time I see you, I say, when are you and I going to box? So like, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. You know what I'm saying? And we keep laughing about it. So when are you going to promote mine and your fight?
It ain't the thing of whether we promote me and you. The thing is, if it happens and it really goes down, then you're going to be my friend no more.
Okay, you know what? Then let's forget it. I want to be your friend. You're my guy, man. So I can't. We can't do that. Plus, I don't want, you know what? I like my teeth. I'm going to leave them just how they are. Okay, my man?
Because, I'm going to tell you right now, once the bell rings, I have no control of my emotions.
Please let this fight happen.
Sean Salisbury and John Granato.
Afternoons, 4 till 8 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Inside the Lines.
With former Carolina Panthers GM Marty Hurney.
Talking with Daryl Moose Johnston. Cam Newton was signed to an extension. We feel he's a franchise quarterback here in Carolina. What's your opinion?
Is he Tom Brady? No, not many people are Tom Brady. I think there's a lot of pieces in place. I'm excited to see what they do. Carolina believes that they have the quarterback that can take them to the place that they want to go to. And I think a lot of that happened down the stretch last year with the way he played.
Inside the Lines with Marty Hurney. Weekdays 10 a.m. till noon Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Can I make a quick announcement before we finish up?
Sure thing.
I want to thank all of you for a terrific summer. Cooking for all you nice people has really helped me get over the fact that I fought in the Vietnam War. Have a great winter. I'm going to go hump the fridge.
What?
Yes, folks, it's true. I said I'm going to go hump the fridge. What you may not know is I also own a bottle of cream I found in my sweaters, and I often like to smear mud on my ass. You're probably asking yourselves, isn't he a weirdo? Outcast. Loose cannon. Maybe, I don't think so. I want to introduce you guys to someone. This is my friend. I don't know who he is, but I do know this. At a time when I was trying to hide myself from myself, he was there to show me a new way. Because I couldn't hide from him. And I could be proud of who I am. I put it to you, campfirewood, as we spend the last dinner together, be proud of who you are. Look at me, my, I made it, I'm okay.
This is Jordan from Son of Stan, and you're listening to The Local Ticket with Mark on The Ticket.
I can hear Mark talking on the air tonight.
Rook on.
And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Rook on.
And I can hear Mark playing local bands. Rook on.
Force.
Rook on.
It's a wet, hot local music summer, America. It's a Sunday night in America here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. This is The Local Ticket. What up? It's Mark. 2 hours of the best musics from Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, and beyond. That's what we do here each and every Sunday night. And tonight is no different. I have new jams for you from No Touching, Shadows of Jets. I got some new stuff from Botany, formerly from the Metroplex, now living down in Austin. Also new stuff from Rufus Du Sol. Got some dark rooms later on tonight, some lower dens, and more. Oh, and I just got a sext on my telephone from one Jonathan Tyler. He's going to be joining me live in the studio in about a half hour or so. Let's get things going with some Ill Smiths. They're playing their first show this week. Here's Arsonist of Hearts on hashtag local ticket.
Hold nothing sacred in the world. I'm sinking sand just to disappear. Maybe this year love will come and set you free. Or maybe you just lay in your grave. God, we're all so brave. So we're dying in some ditch. You get rich, please forget us. Buy all your happiness. Oh, nothing sacred in the world. You and your true love's the best. You and your true love's the best. You and your true love.
The local ticket.
Oh,
Autograph Canyon, Why Let It Go on the Local Ticket. Their new record, their first one in six long, arduous years, is finally out now. It's called You From Before. And we're going to have them in studio next Sunday. Yeah, that's right. Only the Ticket could pull a big-name guest like some Telegraph Canyon. Also heard from the Jack Kerouacs. That was Bliss. They're opening up for Cayucas. On Three Links on Saturday. I hate saying that band name. I think that's one of those bands who just named their band that because they wanted to make me sound like an idiot. Cayucas. We started off tonight's show with Ill Smiths. That was Arsonist of Hearts. They're playing their first show ever. They have not played a show yet. You've heard them a whole bunch on this radio program, but they have not played a live show yet. They're playing their first one this Wednesday at the Crown and Harp on Lois Greenville. It used to be called The Cavern. I don't think I've been there since it was called The Cavern. Let's go. Let's all go on Wednesday and go see Ill Smiths play musics. Speaking of newish bands, this one is from Denton. They're called No Touching, which is such a good name. They've got a few songs online. They just released this one about a week or so ago. New stuff from No Touching is next on Hashtag Local Ticket.
The Ticket.
Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett hold Cowboys court during the State of the Team address.
Well, I just think you have to start over every year. You know, you have to start over play after play, series after series, certainly game after game. You know, what happened yesterday really does not matter. But that's a mindset and a mentality we're always trying to instill into our football.
The process of building a new team for 2015 begins now. We've got our eyes on the field in Oxnard, brought to you by your North Texas GMC dealers and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, Flo here, and this is my impression of an easily overwhelmed person finding out about Progressive Service Centers.
A whole center devoted to helping me if I get into an accident? Oh, that's too much! You drop your car off, they manage repairs, and if you need a rental, they give you one on site? Holy baloney macaroni! What will they think of next?
Taking the hassle out of making a claim. Now that's Progressive.
I forgot how to breathe! Does the air go in my nose and out my mouth or the other way around? Ah!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
There will come a time when you finally say, I'm so over my cell phone plan. So why not change your SIM? Keep your phone and keep your freedom with Simple Mobile. Simple Mobile's 30-day plans start at just $40 with 4G LTE high-speed data. Take charge today. Take the simple way at simplemobile.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com. To get 4G LTE speed, you must have a 4G LTE-capable device and 4G LTE SIM. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers, like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98. That's just $1.66 per pound. And 6 packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serves four for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Whether you need furniture for every office or just one or two, Office Furniture Team is the team you want. They help you through the process with new or pre-owned furniture. You need Office Furniture Team on your team. Call 972-503-TEAM or oftoffice.com.
And now, the legend of Crazy Water, because life's better when you add a little crazy.
Legend has it, in late 1881, a woman who suffered from real bad dementia would sit by this well all day long drinking that mineral water. Then slowly, people began to notice that crazy old lady. She wasn't so crazy anymore. Well, the well slowly became known as the Crazy Well, and thousands of people from all over the country flocked to it, believing that this water had healing powers, including a man named Ed Dismuke, told by his doctor that there was no remedy for his life-threatening illness. So he began drinking from that Crazy Well, and before you knew it, he was restored to health.
Over 100 years later, people are still drinking it. Click on the Crazy logo to learn more. Crazy Water. The higher the number, the higher in minerals. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores.
Yeah, it's hot. You know why it's hot? No, I don't mean the sun. I'm talking about the fact that your air conditioning unit is in your attic. And during the summer, your attic can hit over 150 degrees. Cool your attic down and save your current AC system. Energy Attic has foil and copper radiant barriers that can cool your attic and reduce your next energy bill by up to $250. Be comfortable and save money. Call 972-548-0088 or visit energyattic.com. Energy Attic. Make yourself comfortable.
Listening to 2 hours of local music, pants optional, of course, on The Local Ticket with DJ Mark on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
New music lives on the Local Ticket.
Sorry if I woke you up this morning, it was early. The sun was coming up and I've been drinking too much. Drinking too much. Here I am, I'm just someone and I'm looking for a purpose. I'm just leaving and it's coming to the surface. Too much, always thinking. Sink like a stone, just like you knew I would be, knew I would be. Later on, I awoke to find myself laid out in pieces. My mind scattered and divided for no reason. I don't know, but it's hurting so much. Sink like a stone, just like you knew I would be, knew I would be. I sink like a stone.
From Waves, it's called, yeah, you could probably guess, Way Too Much here on the Local Ticket. That's one of those bands that I don't know why they're not bigger than they are. I'm pretty sure they're from California. I can't remember. But that's better than 95% of what is on alternative radio these days. They've got a new record out on October 2nd, and they also released that collaborative album with Cloud Nothings that just came out a few weeks ago. That's also pretty awesome. Boy, that we heard from Lowered Ends, that was To Die in L.A. I saw them this past Friday at the Friendly Granada Theater playing at Gorilla vs. Bear 5. That was such a good time had by all. And I think that was the first time I had actually ever seen Lowered Ends live in front of my face. And it was so good. This was the note that I took as I was taking notes on my phone. They're the moody new wave band that plays at the 80s prom that is your life. And that's better than any music blogger could probably come up with. We started the set with No Touching from Denton America. That was Cold Wet Towel Blues. Really good stuff from them. They've got a band camp with like 3 or 4 songs posted up on there. Jonathan Tyler has a new album that is out this Friday. And he is in studio with me. We're going to chat. We're going to play some songs. We're going to solve the world's problems next on hashtag Local Ticket.
When Texas Rangers trade deadline deals get done, we break in first, guaranteed. Cole Hamels lands in Texas.
Well, I can't think of a deal like this.
The Rangers are in a very unusual spot to pull it off. I'm glad they pulled it off, but it's just a weird spot for a team to pull off something like this.
I thought it was a pipe dream. And as bad as this team played going to the All-Star game, I thought it was a lost cause.
There's no raising of the white flag on the Rangers season on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Attention P1s. At GMC, we've been thinking. A pitcher who can paint the corners is known as a Rembrandt. It takes years for him to perfect, and everyone loves watching him work. But why? A strike is a strike anywhere in the zone. Maybe people just appreciate that kind of accuracy, that kind of precision. After a while, it becomes part of your movement. It becomes part of you. At GMC, we get that. Our GMC Denali lineup is all about creating a masterpiece of excellence in every truck, crossover, and SUV we build. It means delivering premium materials and purposeful design. It's how GMC moves you consistently with precision. While everyone has their fastball, not everyone can deliver a 95-mile-an-hour Rembrandt. The 2015 GMC Denali lineup. This is precision. This is GMC. Welcome to the show. See your North Texas GMC dealers.
Hey, this is Will James with Defender Outdoors in Fort Worth. We are excited to bring a new level of customer service and fair pricing to the shooting sports and tactical industry. Whether you are an outdoorsman, first responder, firearms enthusiast, or a novice looking for advice, our goal is to earn your business with low prices and exceptional service. Go to doshooting.com. That's doshooting.com for information about our new Fort Worth retail store and soon to open indoor shooting and training facility. Defender Outdoors. Are you a defender?
Hey now, it's Mike Reiner of The Hardline here. Did you know that more people are leasing cars than ever before? Why? You save money. According to a study by Experian Automotive, you can save close to $100 monthly when you lease versus those who buy a new vehicle. Over the years, that adds up to thousands. So, be one of the smart ones and call AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex Leasing can get you the car you want while saving you a boatload. You can choose from over 40 different financing and leasing options, plus AutoFlex guarantees you a rebate for unused mileage at the end of the lease when you lease your next car from them. Call AutoFlex today at 817-972, then 234-1234, or go online to AutoFlex.com. More financing options and the mileage rebate guarantee only from your friends at AutoFlex Leasing. More and more people are leasing. The smart and good-looking ones call AutoFlex Leasing. Visit AutoFlex.com or call at 817-972, then 234-1234 and hey!
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Behr Ultra Interior Mat, just $29.98 a gallon. So let's cover the walls and the budget beautifully. Behr's advanced stain blocking formula covers and blocks even the toughest stains and scuffs. That means truer colors and truer compliments that will last for years. Let's do this. Save $2 per gallon on Behr Ultra Interior Mat now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on Behr Ultra Interior Mat, U.S. only.
Tony Cooper of All Pro Foundation Repair reveals what he sees most often here at homes in North Texas.
Underslab sewer leaks are one of the biggest problems in Dallas-Fort Worth, and people don't really understand because they always look at the high-pressure side and they think they're going to see a huge water bill. It's wastewater that's going under the house. It will cause the foundation to swell. Lack of moisture makes the house go down. Excessive moisture makes it go up. And it will mask itself as settlement. And if that's the only problem going on, many times you don't need foundation repair. What you need to do is repair the plumbing leaks, and that's it. If the plumbing leak is being caused by the foundation movement and settlement on the outside, then we need to stabilize the foundation so we can protect the pipes. And then once the pipes are repaired, the repairs will last.
Is it time you called AllPro? 877-MEAN-GREEN. That's 877-632-6473. Or go to allprofoundationrepair.com.
AllPro Foundation Repair, the right solution for your home.
DJ Mark, brought to you by The Bomb Factory and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
This is when local music takes over the sports ticket each and every Sunday night. This is The Local Ticket. What up, it's Mark. Sometimes bands come up here and they talk to us and they play songs for us and stuff. And we're very excited to have one of my favorites in studio right in front of my face right now. He is Jonathan Tyler What is up, sir?
Hey, man. Good to see you, Mark.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah. Could be live on here.
Isn't it cool to be live? How many of these live radio things do you get to do these days?
A lot lately, but not really like a lot in general. Like, you're doing it a lot more than I am.
Well, it's still new to me. I'm so used to recording everything. I kind of dig this live thing because whatever happens, happens. There's nothing we can do about it. If Trey,
you know,
drops one of your guitars, then that's it. That happened live.
I was hanging out. Danny Bose was actually around. We're over at Good Friend, and we're talking about, you know, coming out here to do this. And I was kept telling him, like, I'm going to do the James Brown thing. Did you ever see the James Brown when he went live on television? And he was really drunk. And he got on there, and they were like, James, you know, why are you the best? And he's like, well, I make love good. I sing good. I play good. It's amazing. It's one of the best things. But I was just telling these all my friends. It was like, I'm going to get on there on the ticket later and just be like, wow.
Gosh, I love it. I'm a little buzzed too, so I think we're both on the same page. That's good. I don't do the show not buzzed. So we're lucky enough to have you in town because you've got a show coming up this Friday because you've got the new album coming out, and
yeah.
It's the first album in
five years. Yep.
And I feel like the narrative is kind of out there as to what happened, but give us the short version of what has happened in the past 5 years, if there is a short version.
Well, I mean, I, you know, was young whenever I started doing this.
We all were.
Yeah. And I set out with the best of intentions, just like we all do,
mm-hmm.
to conquer the world. But, you know, didn't know very much about the business itself. Signed some bad deals, had some good opportunities, but didn't really, you know, cover my bases. And did an album with a record company, and then when the time came to do the next one, just kind of got in legal sort of contractual arguments with the label because of just kind of we weren't seeing eye to eye on how to go about the second record.
So a lot of times for those that might not know, what happens is, and like I know what's going on either, but basically the label will have an idea of what they want you to do, but it could be totally different from what you want to do. And that's kind of what has been happening.
Yeah. I mean, essentially a label is an investor.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you're a small business and you go out and you find this investor who comes in and they act like, you know, swanky and they've got it all figured out. They're from New York. You know, then they're going to take you to the next level.
We're going to go straight to the top, kid.
Yeah.
You and me.
You know, and it looks good and it sounds good and everything. And it really was amazing. It was a good experience. But it was just one of those things where I think we didn't necessarily plan. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I still to this day don't completely understand. I mean, I sent them song after song after song, and they'd be like, you know, this isn't what we're looking for. We're looking for more of this. And you know, I think really what it comes down to, it's like an investor who has money and they're watching the trends within music and they're saying, well, right now I think we should invest in Luke Bryan or, you know, another type of sound because what is popular right now. And a lot of times you just kind of end up in this sort of like mix of business stuff where, you know, for me, in my case, I'm just trying to make music, write songs and perform and do that, and I'm not really trying to follow the, you know, what is selling on like the top 40 charts or whatever.
Yeah. That's
and so
what music's about.
Yeah. Well, it's not, but in a lot of ways within the music business, that's what a lot of bands are doing. They're definitely going from, you know, one trend to the next and like picking up that sort of label money and investor money. And there's people that do it and it's a business and it works. There's nothing wrong with it. Intrinsically or anything, but I think that if you're someone who's trying to like write your own thing and kind of follow your own muse, it can be it isn't necessarily the right situation.
Yeah.
But that's why you have there's tons of bands out there that are doing their own thing, and then there's the the label thing too. It's like they're both good. You know, you get good things out of both. But I think when you, in my case, mix up sort of the two worlds, it's hard because they don't always see eye to eye.
Yeah, it's almost like there's no right or wrong way to do it. You just have to find the way that works for you.
I would totally say that. And I'm not bitter at the label anymore. I mean, there was a time where I was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it works for a lot of people. And in the right situation, when you have the right management, you have the right like team around, it's built it up, it's great. But I think I was just kind of like this sort of probably just an idiot to a lot of those people, because I just came in, didn't really know anything. I was just happy to play music and write songs and stuff. And
yeah,
just kind of had this positive outlook, like nothing's going to go wrong here. And, you know, it's hard to say. I think everything happens for a reason. So that's why I'm not looking at it like angry at this point. But it was definitely like one of those things where we had a few years of trying to just get things back on track to where we could just play music again.
Well, I think it's safe to say after hearing the new album that things are going pretty well for you. So Jonathan Tyler is in studio with us right now. The new album's called Holy Smokes. You want to play a song from it?
Sure.
Or any song you want?
Sure. I'm going to play one. Since it's acoustic, I'm going to try and like play something that's more suited for that. This is one called Disappear from Holy Smokes. I'm going to drink something really quick just to get my...
A little water. Ice water. It's a tea.
So good. Take your love, take your clothes, pack your bag till it overflows and go anywhere out of sight and out of your mind, leaving little pieces of yourself behind every time.
Disappear. Oh.
Yes, Jonathan Tyler performing live in studio here at the Local Ticket radio program. I'm always fascinated by the local guy who, you know, can become a full-time musician. What was the first job you ever had?
Well, I started a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I just worked there through high school. I lived in Flower Mound and worked at Chick-fil-A, actually.
Well, it's probably the best one to work at.
Well, I mean, it was awesome, man. I just, like, was kind of, like, lucky in a lot of ways growing up.
Yeah.
And it was time to get a job. It was like, what should I do? And just got that job and started doing it. And I ended up staying there into college. I went to UNT for a couple of years. And I was playing music the whole time.
But when were you at UNT?
It was about 2004 and 2005.
Okay, I was there too.
Really?
Same time.
Man, it was crazy. I had a hard time focusing on school.
Yeah.
I really did. I did really well in school, like in high school. I was actually kind of an overachiever, which, I don't know. I made straight A's.
Yeah.
And was like a total dork.
Did you go to Marcus?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was like church kid, good kid. Like, I partied and stuff a little bit when I was a little earlier, and then by the time I got into high school, I was kind of all about just being the best that I could.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. A lot of people got into partying when they were in high school. I'd already done it. I was like, by the time I was in high school, I was ready to just do the best I could. And so I had good grades. Everything was really normal. I didn't really didn't even drink until I was 21.
I didn't either.
You know?
So lame.
Like, so lame.
I feel a little bit less lame though now, knowing that you didn't party.
Didn't drink. Okay. Like, I remember getting caught in fourth grade for having a pack of cigarettes. Like, this is a whole other story, okay? But this is what I mean. So when I was in fourth grade, like, one of my neighbors, we would get off the bus and we'd go like smoke in his back behind his house under his porch.
Yeah.
And he'd steal cigarettes from like his dad or something. And we'd go down and we're in elementary school. Well, like, there was another kid in my school that I was like, dude, if you can get some cigarettes, get some smokes, you know, bring them back. Well, he got them and he brought them into school. Like, one of the other kids in my classroom found out that we had these cigarettes, and he told the teacher. Like, he told on us.
Oh, man.
And the teacher was like, I'm going to tell your parents. And I was like, you can't tell them. They will kill me. You cannot tell them.
That was the worst punishment.
I ended up working out.
If the parents
find
out.
I worked out a deal with this elementary school teacher where she was never going to tell my parents.
So you had a plea bargain with
yes,
the elementary school teacher.
I did, dude. I kid you not. She never told my parents. But, you know, we were smoking, like, behind the house in elementary school. And I mean, they eventually found out. They, like, don't care about it now. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, by the time I was in high school, I was, like, I'd already done all this stuff. So now I just want to, like, do the best I can. American dream, you know. I want to get rich somehow.
Yeah.
But then I got into music and, I mean, just kind of got into that, and at that point quit sports, quit just doing all the academic stuff, and was just trying to play music. And had labels and stuff coming around, like, as soon as I was 18, like at Curtain Club here in Dallas.
Yeah.
Like Liquid Lounge, those sort of places.
You realize they're still open?
I know. Liquid Lounge is still open. I love that they're still open.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been here for so long now. It's like, I'm like the old guy now, but
the elder statesman.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But I remember going there and having these, like, I remember Epic Records came out and saw us. They flew out twice and they came out and saw my band. It was called Auckland. Okay. It was like a whole nother thing, you know, years ago. And they came out and saw us. And at the end of the night, we went over to the pizza joint, right next to, like, the, it's not Eno's, but it's
Zini's.
Zini's.
Yeah.
We went to Zini's. This is like 10 years ago. And the guy from LA comes, takes, we're sitting upstairs at Zini's. And he's like, you guys just aren't ready yet. And I remember the band just having our hearts broken.
No.
But we're all sitting around watching this LA guy, like, be too cool for school. And he's like, you guys just aren't there yet. You're not ready yet.
I always picture that conversation as Mr. Big at the end of Wayne's World 1.
Exactly.
Where he goes and tells him, you guys, it's just not the right sound. And they had to do the Scooby-Doo ending.
Exactly.
So you got your Scooby-Doo ending years later.
I don't know if I've gotten anything. I mean, I'm still just, you know, like, it's good to be able to put music out again. Like, I mean, I'm still working my ass off.
Yeah.
To do this and doing it for the love of it. But it's been, there's been some good stories along the way, and it's been awesome to do it.
From Flower Mound smoking cigarettes to right here on
the cigarettes
ticket.
Was in Alabama. That was,
oh, okay.
That was back in Bama, like total white trash. But
awesome. Here with Jonathan Tyler live in studio here at the Local Ticket. Want to play another one?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's get wasted and do some cocaine. Burn up some bridges, forget our names. It's too noisy to tiptoe over the pain. I'm hell-bent on something that I can't explain. So I'll wreck your car, throw your keys in the river. I'll break your heart, but I'll love you forever. Give you a kiss and then leave like a stranger. Bring you down, get you high, to love is to fly. Together at the end of the day, we started a fire. Now let's fan the flames, and we'll pull the trigger and go out with a bang.
You had to love.
another new one from Jonathan Tyler here on The Local Ticket. Now, that one was premiered on the Rolling Stone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just recently?
Yeah, it was, well, their website.
Yeah, the website.
I mean, it wasn't the full thing.
But still.
I know, I have to, like, self-deprecate. Yeah.
But how do you feel about Kim Kardashian being on the cover of that thing?
I mean, it's... I mean, do you really want to get into those kind of conversations?
Not really.
I mean that we just could go all the way. I mean, it's become very corporate.
Yeah, it's a pop culture magazine.
It's a pop culture magazine.
More than anything.
Yeah, there's not really any true hardcore rock and roll blogs or magazines anymore. I mean, it's pretty much it's changing. Rock is definitely changing.
Yeah.
In our time.
The times, they are.
Which is
a changing.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be super too nostalgic or anything.
But still, I totally understand that. Well, I'm excited about this release show. The new album's out on Friday, which that's also weird. Is that weird to you that albums come out on Fridays now?
It just happened. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know.
It's like a month ago when it started.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I don't think that it's like, even with my album release here now, it's like, I don't even know if how much releases matter that much anymore. I think
yeah.
it's just about touring and putting something out and then trying to get out there and just play shows and get people to come out to shows.
Really. Yeah.
I mean, people seem to be streaming more and more, so...
For sure. Well, we really won't get people out to this show at Trees on Saturday. We
got the 8th.
Yeah. Is that Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Saturday. Yeah. Quaker City Nighthawks, Dead Flowers, Wesley Geiger also on the bill.
Yeah.
Pretty stellar all local lineup. Did you have any say in putting that together?
I did, for sure. I mean, I definitely was working with Clint Barlow, who owns Trees and Bomb Factory, and Gavin on it. Quaker City Nighthawks has been one of my favorite local Dallas bands ever since they came out. I remember when they had other bands before that,
mm-hmm.
and they were some of my favorite bands. I mean, I love those guys. So it's good to have them on. And Wesley Geiger, just a local Dallas guy that I happened to meet in California. He was going to school there and we became friends out in California, but he's been friends with all of the Texas Gentlemen guys out here in Dallas and some of the same people that I'm friends with out here. So it's great to have Wes on there and then Corey and the Dead Flowers guys. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like the Dallas crew.
It is. Like, it's kind of a family type thing. And the cool thing about the story I always tell about Dead Flowers, Corey moved here, I want to say like 5-6 years ago when I was doing like a weekly thing at Trees. And he would just come out. He didn't have a band then. He just had some demos that he'd cut and he sent them to me. And he was like, you can play it on the show or not, whatever. Like, I just like coming out. I want to meet everybody. And he did this every single week. And now he's got Dead Flowers and Idle Records and all this stuff. And it's all, you know, inclusive. If you want to come out, come out and be a part of it.
I mean, I'm always like that because it's just more fun that way.
Yeah.
You know, I love seeing people that you know and you're friends with and celebrate.
Yeah.
In a way.
Just hanging out. And, there's Danny Bayless.
Yeah, there he is.
Another night in Dallas.
He's just hanging out, drinking a beer.
Well, do you want to play one more? I know we're running short on time.
Sure,
but
I can. I don't have to.
No, but I want you to, and I think America does too.
America, here we go. All right. Thank you guys for having me, Mark. I appreciate it. Man, I really do. This is this one's called Going Down to the City. And I'm going to try to play it. Play it right. A stoned out drummer, part
time lover, a soothsaying sister with a cherry red kisser, an undercover preacher, a brown whiskey, drink of water, band man. I'm going down to the city, gonna have myself some fun. Where the girls look pretty and the band plays all night long. Come on down to the city, we got room for everyone. We shall do.
Fantastic. Jonathan Tyler live here at the Local Ticket. You played that at Jub Jam.
Yeah.
Was that like the first time you'd ever played that live? Isn't that what you said? One of the first times?
No, one of George's songs.
Oh, man, that's right. That was a good song.
Yeah, it was one of George's songs that he'd been working on.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Are you helping out the Bird Dogs on some more stuff on their new album?
I'd love to. I mean, we're trying to make it work. We've all got kind of crazy schedules, but... I mean, George is an awesome guy. And
he's the best.
I mean, he really is one of the cooler guys I've met in the radio biz.
Yeah, there aren't many of them.
Well, it's you know, there are. But, I mean, when I did the whole, you know, radio thing with Atlantic, and they take you all around to, like, radio stations all over the country.
They took you by me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, of course he can come by.
Yeah, no, they totally did. And I... 100% remember that.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's cool people, and then sometimes it's, you know, it's shuck and jive, man. It's like,
some wacky radio DJs.
Giving the pointer finger, you know, like the. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about the new album.
Which, I mean, it is what it is. I don't have anything against it, but George has been a really cool guy. And I met him through Matt Pence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Centromatic. And, yeah, man. We just every time we hang out, it's always real. He's a good dude.
Awesome. So. Well, this Saturday is the big CD release show at Trees. Tickets are on sale now online. Quaker City Nighthawks, Dead Flowers, Wesley Geiger, and of course the great Jonathan Tyler. And you're playing a little thing at Good Records earlier in the day too, right? Like a free thing.
I think that I can't remember if it's actually on Saturday or if it's on Friday.
Okay, could be either.
It's one of those two days. Yeah. But we're going to be over there at Good Records, and just trying to basically just in every way that we can through our independent, you know, connections now, just trying to like spread the word about this new album and, you know, that we're back out here doing it. And so thanks for having me on here.
Dude, anytime. Holy Smokes is out on Friday, the new record from the great Jonathan Tyler. Thanks so much for coming by, dude.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much for having me.
Anytime you want to come by, open door policy.
I will be here anytime you want. Like every week, we can start doing it together.
All right. Deal. I'm easy. I don't pay much at all.
That's okay. I'm used to it.
Yeah, you're a musician. You're used to not getting
paid.
Exactly. DJs and musicians don't get paid. All right, thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Well, let's do some hour number two of this thing. I think I've got new stuff from Botany next on the Local Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Don't miss 1 minute of the Ticket's coverage of Cowboys training camp in California.
Starting center in his third year out of Wisconsin, Travis Frederick joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great.
Cowboys player man, sit down and talk up the P1.
At this point, you're just so excited about the pieces that we have in place and what we're doing now that there's no sense in looking back.
Live from Oxnard, brought to you by North Texas GMC Dealers, Cap Rock Services, and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Perfect. Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from? Ha ha, no response, classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers, and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
Tired of wasting your company's recruitment dollars? As the job market continues to improve, it's getting harder to find qualified job seekers. If your company is looking for great people, you need to join us on September 16th at the Arlington Convention Center for the 7th edition of the Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair, sponsored by Resource One Credit Union. With promotion from 7 Cumulus radio stations, Putting Texans Back to Work will get you in front of thousands of job seekers. Space is limited. Call 972-708-4251 to learn more. That's 972-708-4251.
The Dallas Charge Pro Women's Fast Pitch Softball Team is hosting their 2015 Summer Softball Camp, Friday, July 10th. All softball enthusiasts are welcome to come meet the players and coaches at the ball fields at Craig Ranch in McKinney. The camps are led by Dallas Charge coaches, players, and staff and feature skill development, position work, and softball pitching fundamentals. So don't miss the Dallas Charge 2015 Summer Softball Camp, Friday, July 10th. To register or get your Dallas Charge gear, go to DallasCharge.com. That's DallasCharge.com. Let's get charged, DMW.
Want in-home Wi-Fi that actually works in your entire home? Xfinity Internet delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi to all rooms, all devices, all the time. Ask how to get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi with Xfinity from Comcast or get started with Economy Plus Internet for just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to Equable paperless billing. Offer ends 6/30/15. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
RDO is a music service that's tuned to you. What does that mean? It's the difference between this and this.
Yeah, baby!
Get RDO and get your music any way you want. RDIO. RDO. Tuned to you.
Get your latest scores, player stats, and highlights to keep you in the know.
It is gone! Man, did he hit it a ton!
Visit this station's website for updates on NASCAR, baseball, PGA, and other sports.
Well, this is Tech Trends. I'm Giff, and I hate scam calls. They get a hold of you, and I'm not going to be fooled, but somebody might. So I want you to listen to this call. They called me three times yesterday.
Hi, I'm calling you from the Legal Affairs at the U.S. Department of Treasury. That is Internal Revenue Service. We were trying to reach you in regards to a very important issue. We have an affidavit concerning a criminal charges on your name. Don't disregard this message, and do return the call. If for any reason you are busy to call us back, we would suggest you to have your retained attorney to do it for you, as delay in calling us back might end up into a legal mess for you. Further, we will be forced to contact the local authorities and register this case against your name, so hope that you justify in this matter as quick as possible. Thank you.
No, most people aren't going to be scammed by that, but enough are that this keeps going on, and especially the elderly. They get something like that and think it's real. It's not. Oh, and don't ever call them back to give them a piece of your mind. You'd be really sorry you did. I thought about it. That's Tech Trends today. Good luck out there.
Data transfer complete.
Cool music from Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, and beyond. And playing right here every Sunday night. Brought to you by The Bomb Factory and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
We'll be right back.
This is Tay Shi, and you're listening to DJ Mark on The Ticket.
So much. It's Tay Shi, Never Mind the End on The Local Ticket. It's okay, we don't need a music bed. Oh, there it is. She played just a ridiculous set at Gorilla vs. Bear Fest on Friday. Second time I'm talking about how much fun that thing was. That was such a good lineup. Congrats to those bros, and thank you to C-Mac at the Granada for snagging that sweet radio liner for me. Before that, we heard from La Anarchiste. That was You Were a Saint. It's a Salt Lake City band. Yeah, they make music in Utah, apparently. And that's really good stuff. We start off hour number two with Botany, formerly of the Metroplex. I think he was from Denton, is where he was claiming for a little while. Moved down to Austin Town and released that brand new song. It's called Jotu. I've got some new music coming up later on that's going to make you dance because it's summertime, and that's what we do in the summertime, from Rufus Du Sol. It's out in the next half hour or so. But up next, new stuff from a band called Sister Girlfriend, and it's right here on Hashtag Local Ticket.
When Texas Rangers trade deadline deals get done, we break in first, guaranteed. Cole Hamels lands in Texas.
That was an unbelievable deal. And it frees up money. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
This deal is for the future.
You didn't give up Gallo.
No.
You didn't give up Mazzara. You didn't give up Chichi. And a lot of people thought you have to put one of those in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have to do that.
There's no raising of the white flag on the Rangers season on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
The big game is on. You're about to kick back, and then you remember your couch is gone, and even your TV. Yikes! Breaking up doesn't have to lead to a breakdown, emotionally or financially. The Law Office of Julie Johnson can remove the drama from the divorce with proven strategies to get you through it as efficiently as possible. They'll also give you realistic expectations along the way, and the all-female firm can even the playing field because they understand how women think. The Law Office of Julie Johnson. Online at thetexasdivorcelawyer.com. That's thetexasdivorcelawyer.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Can you help me get the hell out of Texas?
An icon of Texas country music, Gary P. Nunn will be performing live at the Granada Theater on Friday, August 7th. With a career that started back in the 70s, Gary P. Nunn started the progressive country movement out of Austin that changed the face of country music. Don't miss the country music pioneer, Gary P. Nunn, when he comes to the Granada Theater on August 7th. Buy tickets now at GranadaTheater.com.
Matt Johnson, owner of Holiday Chevrolet, the fastest growing Chevy dealership in North Texas. At Holiday, you can buy your next car or truck online, and we will deliver the vehicle and paperwork to your home or office. Visit us online at holidayautogroup.com. That's holidayautogroup.com, and experience a new way to buy your next new or pre-owned car or truck. You deserve personal attention, and you deserve a Holiday.
Chevy, find new roads.
The Dallas Charge, DFW's professional fast-pitch softball team, is wrapping up their season August 9th and 10th against the Chicago Bandits at the ball fields at Craig Ranch in McKinney. These are the last two games of the season, so if you're a softball enthusiast, come be part of the electrifying professional fast-pitch action. Don't miss your Dallas Charge. Final games is August 9th and 10th at the ball fields at Craig Ranch in McKinney. Get your tickets and Dallas Charge gear today at DallasCharge.com. DFW, let's get charged up.
There's a big Texas weekend brewing with Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Kevin Harvick. November 5th through the 8th, NASCAR's top three series roll into No Limits, Texas. NASCAR trucks for the WinStar World Casino and Resort 350, the Xfinity Series O'Reilly Auto Parts Challenge, and the AAA Texas 500. Get four full days of fast, starting at $140 for adults and $71 for kids 12 and under. Details at TexasMotorSpeedway.com.
Fairview, Texas, the ticket home for Texas OU Friday, presents the Gus Macker 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament, September 12th and 13th at the Village of Fairview. This family-friendly event has brackets for all ages and abilities, so no matter where you're at in your game, you can take part in this exciting tournament. You'll have a guaranteed minimum of three games with trophies for all winning teams. The Gus Macker 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament, September 12th and 13th at the Village of Fairview in Fairview, Texas. For more information, visit Macker.com or call 972-886-4222.
Tomorrow morning from 5:30 till 10, a morning show worth waking up for. Local music lives on the Local Ticket. Brought to you by The Bomb Factory and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Walking alone, walking alone. Walking alone, walking alone. Mm-hmm. I keep on hiding when you turn into an animal. Cause I know you want me for dinner. I'm old enough to know better. Or am I just too old? It's Sunday evening.
Shut up.
800 Inevitables, gem that we debuted last week on the show. Give it all away on hashtag local ticket. It's kind of a local supergroup featuring members of the O's, Calhoun, Little Black Dress, Deep Blue Something. Before that, we heard from Shadows of Jets from Crazy Fort Worth. That was Feel. That is Taylor from Golay and Calhoun. That's his solo project. And they're releasing their first CD this Saturday at the Boiled Owl Tavern. Golay is opening that show. So if you're going to that thing, get there early. Golay rules. We started that set with some electropop from Seattle, Washington. There's like a weird new electropop scene happening in Seattle, Washington these days. That's called Sister Girlfriend. The name of that band makes Charlie really uncomfortable. The name of the song is Old Enough to Know Better. And it sounds a lot like what Toro y Moi was doing like 4 or 5 years ago. It's kind of, it's like the, it's current electropop, but it still has some of that older chill wave, right? You totally agree with me? No idea. Google chill wave.
He's not going to do that.
He doesn't know how to use Google.
He doesn't know how to use a computer.
I agree. I don't even know how the show is on the air right now. The Sister Girlfriend Knock EP is out right now. Thanks so much for hanging in there and tuning in to some music on your Sunday night. If you're digging what you're hearing or if you hate it, I want to hear either way. So tweet using the hashtag local ticket because I will favorite or respond to just about anything you put up there, including that ridiculous image that P1 Domo did. That guy is on a roll. I've got a summer jam for you from Sydney, Australia, from a band called Rufus Du Sol, and it's next on hashtag local ticket.
The Ticket presents Girly Girl Gridiron Action with the 8th Annual Blondes vs. Brunettes Flag Football Fundraiser. Over 200 of Dallas's most talented, intelligent, hottest women coming together to raise money to tackle Alzheimer's forever. Next Saturday night at 7:30, log on to bvbdallas.org for more info. $25 gets you into the game at the Cotton Bowl and into the after party hanging with all the girls. From Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and mails over the discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles and kablam shaka like a fadeaway cross-court coast-to-coast discount mania! Ooh, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wondered why some exercise, supplement, and eating protocols help some people lose fat and not others? Pharmaceutical companies are keeping people safe while they benefit from using medication by first testing the person's DNA. Wellness expert George DiGiani believed he could do the same thing by creating personalized fat loss programs using genetic testing. Personalized wellness programs are finally here using science-based technology that can tell you the type of food, exercise routine, and supplements you need based on your DNA. George's new company, Genetic Direction, creates personalized health programs to help you achieve fat loss based on your genetic makeup. Go to geneticdirection.com. Sign up for their free guide called 7 Ways Your DNA Influences Your Ability to Lose Weight and learn how they can personally help you. GeneticDirection.com.
Hey, it's Mike Reiner of The Hardline here along with David Blasingame of Auto Flex Leasing. And David, a wise man, once told me it's all about options. And when shopping for cars, everyone wants to get as many options as they can for their money. Shouldn't you look for the same when you choose where to do business?
Mike, most dealers only offer you factory financing in one lease program. One of the main reasons people call AutoFlex is you can choose from over 40 different financing and leasing options. Now, where do you think you're going to get the best deal? From a dealer that offers you one or two ways? Or AutoFlex, where you can compare the top programs in the country?
Whether you lease a new car or purchase a pre-owned truck, AutoFlex has the right terms for you. And the AutoFlex guarantee offers you a rebate for unused mileage at the end of the lease when you lease your next car from them.
Call AutoFlex today at 817 or 972. Then 234-1234 or online at AutoFlex.com. More financing options and the mileage rebate guarantee. Only from your friends at AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Leasing, oh yeah.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Behr Ultra Interior Mat, just $29.98 a gallon. So let's cover the walls and the budget beautifully. Behr's advanced stain-blocking formula covers and blocks even the toughest stains and scuffs. That means truer colors and truer compliments that will last for years. Let's do this. Save $2 per gallon on Behr Ultra Interior Mat now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on Behr Ultra Interior Mat, U.S. only.
Hey, it's the Musers here with a bulletin. D&M just made leasing even easier. Weekends are meant to be enjoyed, so don't spend them going from dealership to dealership trying to negotiate a fair price on a new set of wheels. With the Easy Lease from D&M Leasing, you'll get the lowest rates available on a consumer lease with no early termination fees or penalties. It's as simple as that.
Got a vehicle to trade in? Bring it in, and D&M will get you the highest trade-in value for your old car. Owe more on your car than it's worth? Retire your negative equity for good with the Easy Lease from D&M Leasing.
D&M is known for their fast service and can get you into a new car the same day. Make no down payment and save up to 40 to 50% each month compared to buying a vehicle. They'll even deliver your new vehicle to your home or office.
Call D&M Leasing today. Any local area code and then 35 lease. That's 35 LEASE, or visit dmautoleasing.com. The call is free. Not calling could cost you thousands.
We make leasing easy.
Texas's greatest Beatles tribute, A Hard Night's Day, will be at the Granada Saturday, August 15th. With over 200 Beatles songs in their catalog, you'll surely hear the songs you love and some deep cuts that you may have forgotten about. You can't buy me love, but you can buy me tickets to see Dallas's own A Hard Night's Day perform classic Beatles songs live at Granada on August 15th. Get your tickets at GranadaTheater.com.
The Dallas Charge, DFW's professional fast-pitch softball team, is wrapping up their season August 9th and 10th against the Chicago Bandits at the ball fields at Craig Ranch in McKinney. These are the last two games of the season, so if you're a softball enthusiast, come be part of the electrifying professional fast-pitch action. Don't miss your Dallas Charge. Final games is August 9th and 10th at the ball fields at Craig Ranch in McKinney. Get your tickets and Dallas Charge gear today at DallasCharge.com. DFW, let's get charged up.
News now. Ticket
Ticker. Kiss's Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are to open a restaurant in the Dallas area. The restaurant, named Rockin' Brews, will open in North Texas early next year. It's just one of a nearly dozen Rockin' Brews located across the nation. I have a joke about Kiss, but you know, there's so many jokes, I can't pick one. I did like Detroit Rock City, though. That was a good movie. Massive live venue / restaurant in the Colony expected in 2016. The Dallas Morning News has confirmed a 29,000 square foot live music venue and restaurant called Lava Cantina is expected to open in 2016 right by New Nebraska Furniture Mart. Go buy a sofa and listen to some jams. You can get your sofa and jams. Morrissey, on his blog, True to You, made a post saying that he was sexually assaulted at the San Francisco International Airport this week. In his post, he describes passing through the walk-through scanner before being approached by an airport security officer. The officer, who later identified as general manager on duty, stopped him, crouched... Oh, I'm not going to read all that. That's gross. Anyway, Morrissey was abused. The TSA has denied any wrongdoings in a statement provided by the Rolling Stones. Totally credible, Rolling Stones. So credible. And David Byrne, he hates your streaming service. In a new op-ed for the New York Times, Byrne takes on artist payment, calling for... He hates streaming music, pretty much. You can go locate his article, look it up. It's on the Googles. Look that up. And now for the little concert calendar... Wednesday, No Touching and Just Friends at Macaroni Island in Denton. On Friday, Leo Palooza at Club Dada with Son of Stan and Bummer Vacation. Also, Lev and Beige. Like beige. And Saturday at Trees, Jonathan Tyler's CD release show with Quaker City Nighthawks, Dead Flowers, and Wesley Geiger. This ticker is brought to you by... Face bandages. Want to look like a total badass ninja guy? Wear some face bandages. They're located at your Party City. You can get like little eye patches. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Trey Mitchell on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket.
Listening to 2 hours of local music. Pants optional, of course, on the local ticket with DJ Mark. Brought to you by The Bomb Factory and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You were right. I know I can't get enough of you. Leave it all to bloom. Under the water, I'm sinking further down. Floating on nothing, I'm nothing. Arms are wide open.
Local music lives on the local ticket.
You always hidden. Nothing more. Nothing. And you would be something. Nothing. I know you will too. Said I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too.
To listen to that and not just feel so good about everything happening in your life or things that are not happening. So it's Tame Impala with Eventually on hashtag local ticket. What up? It's Mark. Currents is the name of their new album. It's out now. It rules. You don't need me to tell you that. You already know that. I just play that song because I really like it. Before that, we heard from Georgia is her stage name. She is Georgia Barnes from West London. That was Nothing Solutions, and I absolutely love that. I just got this in the mail, this record from Georgia, and it rules. It's self-titled, and it's out on Friday via Domino Records. Also heard some Dark Rooms, who just finished a little run of shows over the last week. That was Don Lenoir, and we started the set with some summer vibes from Sydney, Australia. That was Rufus Du Sol. You were right. Of course I like that song. And apparently they were just a Gas Monkey, and nobody told me, and I never saw it, so screw me. That's on me, guys. I'm sorry I let you down. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Local Ticket Radio program. Thank you so very much for supporting local music. Thank you for supporting good music. Thank you for listening to your radio machine. I love the P1. Follow me on Twitter at TheMark23. Use the hashtag LocalTicket, and you can find me at Facebook.com/MarkOnTheRadio. That's where I post a whole bunch of relevant links and videos and JPEGs and GIFs and stuff. You can also get this playlist and all the other playlists from every show we've done. This has been like 6 months we've been doing this thing. Time flies when you're having local music fun. TheTicket.com, and just go to the Local Ticket blog. And a shout out. I got a Twitter shout out. The drummer for Remain, Denton band Remain, Perry, is in the hospital with a collapsed lung. Get better soon, Perry. They need you behind the kit. Thanks for tuning into the show again. Well, let's end this week's show with something from the great Skylar Spence, formerly St. Pepsi. Debut album Prom King is out September 18th and just announced a fall tour that is luckily coming through Dallas. He's playing the Cambridge Room at the House of Blues on October 30th. Skylar Spence, it's Can't See You on the Local Ticket. I'm out.
I was out of time, missed the train and lost my mind.